Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
It's basically 50% pee. I'm not putting my lips anywhere.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Baja Bullies.
And James Strebel.
Was it under Slick Rick?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I'm not sure they're all devastated.
Not
that's
all
the problem.
Of them. Yeah, not
that's
all
the
of
problem.
Them.
I'm not sure. I'm sure L. Ellis is.
Yeah.
I'm damn sure he is.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Hersey Miller is.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know who's devastated out there. I don't know. The coach didn't look devastated when he comes in the postgame news conference. He's still, you know, Socrates up there giving philosophical statements that I'm sick of. Like, yeah. I'm done with it.
Let's go. It's a Thursday. It's ESPN 680 105.7. Hanging out with you until 6 o'clock. It's The Take. It's ESPN Louisville. I'm Andy Sweeney. James Strebel, oh, Big Rig, will be along here in the next 15 minutes or so. Jack Grossman watched. Hello, Jack.
Hello,
Liquor Barn
ladies.
Studios for Jack. We're in the mobile Liquor Barn Studios on this Thursday. Jack was watching Penn State Furman today. You have a disease, Jack, and it's called college basketball. Penn State Furman?
Yep.
Mike Shrewsbury
Plucky
did
Mike
it again.
Shrewsbury and Furman.
There we go. There we go. Well, we have on here, we have UMass.
And Colorado.
And Colorado.
We beat Tennessee over the weekend.
When I think, yes, and they're down three right now to UMass in the Myrtle Beach
They also
Invitational.
Lost to Grambling State last Friday. give me a trio there. Lose to Grambling State, beat Tennessee, lose to UMass.
That's not good for Tennessee.
No, it's not.
That's actually really, really bad for Tennessee, but it's Rick Barnes, so who cares? We know how this ends anyway. Round of 32 to the best. So anyway, 437-9680, UPS Jobs text line. Busy show today. Blitz in the 4 o'clock hour. You know, we had to throw in a couple new characters on the Blitz. Our guy Dustin DePirak is now a Pacers beat writer. Jack, we should have called him this week and wished him congratulations. And like,
we did that last week when you were off.
Oh, did you? Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
I'll never talk to him again in my life. So anyway, that's going on. We'll get Cam Drummond up. Ty Spalding's ready to spit some takes. Rick Bozich will join us from WDRB in the 5 o'clock hour. Okay, 437-9680. The next 3 hours, we got you here on The Take, hanging out in the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios. Several different ways that we could go today. And I know there are those that are tired of some of this. I understand. Kenny Payne talked today, and I agree with a few things, and there are many others that I disagree with. And we got to dive into it, and it all gets tied together because whether you like it or not, and I know Jackie Boy was up late watching this, okay? I wonder if Big Rig watched this last night. I'm interested in that. I think he probably went to bed earlier than I did last night. Tyrese Hunter looked pretty good. Jack looked pretty good. Ah, he looked pretty good. He only had 26 points. Oh, yeah, and by the way, Marcus Carr only had 16, 7 assists and 4 rebounds. Not a bad game for both of those guys. And Malachi Smith from Gonzaga only had 7 points, but he's averaging, what, 9, 10 a game? He'd be the second best guard on Louisville's roster. He'd absolutely be a starter on Louisville's roster. And so there's many things. We have Kenny Paintsound that we're actually going to get to sooner rather than later here. I think there's a lot. As we sit here today, we're going to get to the Kenny Payne stuff. I do want to, and I think this is unfair, but it's this area. This always happens. And so when we were doing all of the nonsense, Jack, back in what was it, September or whatever, about is UK a basketball school? Is UK a football school? We all knew the answer then. But Kentucky fans had believed their own hype, and we don't, you know, you go through a long summer where we're all sitting here as addicts. We're all fiending for college football, for the NFL, doesn't matter which. We're fiending for football, and we start to buy into things that are ridiculous and that aren't true. And now we sit here today, and, I mean, let's be honest, Louisville basketball has dominated the conversation, and Scott Satterfield has a big game at 3:30 on Saturday.
And Scott Satterfield's out here just working
and extremely,
fools.
Are we allowed to play rummage? Because I know Nick's not allowed to mention our show on their show. So are we allowed to play rummage, Jack? Or should we take a vote on that?
Yeah,
should we put that as a poll question? I mean, is that something that we need to dive into? But, I mean, NC State's a huge game, and no one's focused on it. I don't mean us. I mean nobody is focused on it. It's all about the debacle right now with U of L basketball. Kenny Payne today talking about how recruiting's going fine. I'm worried that he may not get it. And today did not help. And Kentucky has Georgia. And for all the big talk, I mean, has Strieble mentioned Georgia this week? Has he mentioned them? Has he mentioned them? And yes, I still sound like I smoked menthols for 3 hours. I sound terrible. God, Jack, this is like a week and a half I've went through this. Let's dive into it. Okay, so there are a number of things I want to get to, and I think they all intertwine together. And Jack, then I want your thoughts. Reeb will be here. You know, he'll have thoughts. I haven't heard from Big Guy today, so I don't know. I don't know what Big Guy's burning on at all today. I'm sure it's nothing. But there's a few things. Last night, Gonzaga got smoked by Texas. And the Texas big-time players, guys that we have talked about so much, Marcus Carr, guys that we've talked about so much, Tyrese Hunter. In fact, Jack, I don't know, did you happen to cut the poor L. Ellis clip that with Jeff
Greer
that I sent you? Oh, we're going to have to play that here in a second. It's sad, isn't it? You remember that now, don't you?
Yeah, I was the one. Yeah, I produced it. I was the one that cut it and put it out on Twitter.
That's what I thought. That's
from
what I thought.
68, yes.
Yeah. So go ahead. Yeah, so go ahead and get that ready. And so there's a Kentucky and a Louisville angle. I'll do the Kentucky one and get it out of the way. And then we'll get to will Levis live on Saturday. But you look at last night, and it sets up for this show perfectly for us. If Kentucky goes to Gonzaga, Jack, and wins on Sunday, then Gonzaga has a one-point win over unranked, even though we respect them, right? An unranked Michigan State team, and then they lose by 2019 to Texas, okay? And they get outscored, I mean, by 10 in the first half and 9 in the second. Like, they weren't in the game. It wasn't a good game. I mean, Jackie was close win to midway through the first half or so. And then it became a double-digit lead. And like, to me, I didn't see too much of the second half, but it was done. And so it sets up for us, Gonzaga, being a bunch of bums. And that's good for us. And then it also sets up a perfect situation where if Kentucky goes there and loses, that Kentucky's 3-2. But not only that, they're 3-2 with a loss to Gonzaga, and then to put the cherry on top, Texas beat them by 19. I mean, and you know Strieble doesn't. You know Chris Beard. He fears Chris Beard. He can mock Mark Few. He can mock Gonzaga. But he fears Chris Beard. He fears that Nike swoosh. He knows what it means. He fears Austin, Texas. Period. Stop. Big boy, I know you do. And so last night, Jack, set up for us perfectly. If Texas wins that game by one, if Texas wins on some BS, if it's a game-winning shot, if it's, you know, if there's an excuse, right? If, what's his name? If Timmy, who had 18-9, if Timmy, you know, twists an ankle, right?
Right.
And doesn't play the final 25 minutes of the game, there's an excuse. There's no excuse. If Kentucky goes and they lose, they're 3-2. Their three wins are against straight up bums. I mean, poor Ben Roberts was on with Danny Issel and our guy Louis Rabot today, and he's like, yeah, this team had like seven players on it until like a couple weeks ago. Like, they just found guys. They basically did what U of L did. They basically had to do what U of L did. And so it sets up a Kentucky angle that is gold. 437-9680. The other side of this, and I mean, listen, it's reality, and I know some of you, oh, wow, Sweeney, here he goes again. I mean, let's be honest. Oh, Strieble, I don't fear him. You fear Chris Beard. You fear Chris Beard. It's you fear the beard. Strieble, you fear him.
He fears Butch Beard more.
Does he? Butch Beard's a bum. Find that sound, too. It's a point.
It's so great.
It really is so great. No, Strieble, you get mad at Chris Beard because you fear him. You don't make fun of him. You make fun of Kenny Payne and Chris Mack and Tom Crean and Archie Miller. You know, we make fun of them. Not this way. But let's just be honest.
Even though he lost to Tom Crean.
Yeah, well, yep. Yeah. And Jack, and you, I don't, I mean, come on, you probably have said this on there. I know you've been on the air a time or two, but you're watching Tyrese Hunter last night and Marcus Carr ball out, and it's like, those were the guys that we talked about.
All summer. We talked
about Tyrese Hunter for weeks.
We talked about Malachi Smith as the backup. If you didn't get Tyrese Hunter,
he was the
security blanket.
And let's be honest.
We talked about Marcus Carr for a solid 2 weeks, two summers ago, where all we did for a month was talk about him and Kofi Coburn.
And Malachi Smith, instead of being the starter on your team, is the seventh man on a good Gonzaga
team. That doesn't have elite guard play.
But not a great one. But not a great one. I mean, this one is a fine team. Now watch this be the team that makes the run.
That's exactly what I was thinking about. I was like, they're going to be like a three seed.
Yeah,
they're not going to be highly touted.
Everyone's
right
going to have them out.
This will be the team that wins the title. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's, you know,
this
March
will be,
for
this
you.
Will be the, this will be the exact team. Well, if it weren't Mark Few and Gonzaga, maybe we would think that.
Yeah.
But let's be honest, last night.
Like how we're talking about Izzo right now.
Yes, exactly. If you watch that game, you got to be thinking, I mean, Tyrese Hunter was fantastic. And a lot of people have not seen him because he played last year at Iowa State. Okay, so in fact, when I say a lot of people haven't seen him, nobody but Jack has seen him.
I love okay? him at Iowa State.
Nobody except for you and Matt Norlander have seen him.
Fran Fraschilla.
Of course, Fran Fraschilla.
He calls every Big 12 game.
Yes, and that's it. That's it. There's three people in the world that I feel confident that have seen him. And so if you're like, well, let's tune this in, let's not. Like, if I'm a Louisville fan last night, it's like midway through the second half. It's like, you know what? It might be time to put this up. And, of course, Marcus Carr, we know with Chris Mack's buffoonery and everything at U of L. So that is very much out there. And we'll get to the LL sound here in just a little bit. I want Strieble to react to that. So that is
number 21. They are down to Iowa, number 15, 79. Sorry, Iowa State, 79-70. Yeah, Butch Beard's about to lose again. I mean, Butch Beard's a bum. Texas is a bum. This is what you get when your big time transfer is.
You know what part of the irony of that now is? Man. They lost to Iowa State and Tyrese Hunter.
Is that who it was? That's fantastic. That's even better. So that is that, like, that's out there, okay? So the Kentucky angle's out there from last night, and the Louisville fans have followed the Marcus Carr, Tyrese Hunter, a little Malachi Smith last night, even though he had 7 points, whatever, okay? So that's all out there. The second thing then that emanates from today, and we'll get to Kenny Payne sound. Again, all of this kind of intersects with one another, is your boy on Field of 68, your boy on Floyd Street's Finest, Jeff Greer, in his newsletter, subscribe to his newsletter, okay, put out there today, and this seems, Jack, to be rather definitive and on top of it. Poor Diener today when he's like, I thought A.J. Johnson was coming to us. Not so fast. Jeff Greer put out there that he has heard from a reliable industry source that it's Texas as the favorite for A.J. Johnson and LSU as the only other collegiate contender for A.J. Johnson. Now, LSU has a coach that he was a mid-major coach, okay, and one that still has not been punished. What about their black cloud over the university and the basketball team with the IARP in the NCAA? Remember that, Louisville fans? Oh, I know you remember that. Well, I mean, why could we recruit? Why, Sweeney, what are you talking about? How can we recruit anybody? We have this black cloud. Okay, LSU flipped their team. I don't know how good they'll be. And ultimately, do I think they'll get A.J. Johnson? No, but at least they're in the conversation. I mean, right now, if you're a Louisville fan, it's like, yeah, I'll take second place. I'll take a runner-up. I'll be a runner-up. And so, I mean, this seems, Jack, that it's going to be probably Texas or it's going to be some pro option. And that's not good as you wake up this morning. And then today, now, Jack, this is where I need your help. Because what happens around here, and listen, I know internet trolls are going to be Twitter trolls, and I know, right, you guys are mean. You guys are just negative. I'm going to mute you. I'm going to block you. Well, you're not, because you're addicted to us. You're addicted to the conversation, so you're not going to do that. I appreciate you saying that you are, but you're not, and we all know that. And that is Kenny Payne at his press conference today. And this is, it's something that happens when we get there. Scott Satterfield's not upset after the game. He's not saying the right things during the press conferences. And some of that is true. Perhaps a lot of that is true. The other side to it is, let's be honest, you get mad, you're losing games, and everything becomes a bigger deal than it ever was before. And Kenny Payne today had a couple rosters. Or a couple rosters. So I was looking at the clips. He had a couple quotes today that we need to talk about. So is Kenny Payne 2 the recruiting one, Jack, if I'm not mistaken? I need to fire up the old sound sheet here. We need a sponsor on our sound sheet, Jack. Maybe it's Louisville Geek, you know?
The Louisville Geek sound sheet.
Yeah. That'd be good. They gave me a Cat 6 cable today. How do you like
there
that?
There we go.
Do you know what that is?
No idea. What's that
it's just,
for?
It's just a higher grade Ethernet cord.
Oh, okay.
That's all it is. But I knew you were faking it, and I appreciate it. You did a good job. Like, people listening were like, man, this Jack Grossman is engaged.
Well, I figured with something like that, it wasn't worth taking. I didn't think it was worth taking the time to ask what it was.
Exactly. No, I have spent way too much time on it already. We could have just moved on and be playing the sound right now. Kenny Payne today. So this is where I need help, because I am trying to fight this. I'm trying to fight this wave of negativity, but I agree with a lot of the wave of negativity. And then there's the other side. It's been 3 games. You got to give them time. You got to do this. You got to do that. And that's coming from the same people that told you that he was going to raid Duke's roster. Not one, but 2 players. And so let's hear Kenny Payne. He's talking about recruiting. He's talking about how many stars a guy has, which is an absolute crap discussion. But that's where we are, because that's where they are right now as a program. Take a listen.
I think recruiting is going well. Not really allowed to talk a lot about recruiting. I can just tell you we've had some of the best players in the country already here. Getting a lot of interest. We're going to keep plugging away. And for me, I want this to be an example of Let's build it. It's not just about what star you are. It's about what's your makeup, who you are as a person. Does it fit to what this culture that I'm trying to build? If you're telling me that you're already there and you're a five-star and you don't care about teammates and you just want to shoot balls, this may not be for you. If you're telling me you're a dream chaser and that you're about team and you're a giver and your parents know what you want out of life and what you're trying to do with this game and you're a team-oriented guy and you want to reach the pinnacle of your career and be an NBA All-Star or be a for whatever it is, come here. We'll help you. That's what this is. So I think we've relayed that message in a good way. I have examples of people that have done it that's on my staff. You have to look past where it is today and see where it's going to be in the future. So 0-3 should not deter a player, whatever our record is, should not deter a recruit from coming here. You come here to change what's been broken, and let's fix it together.
I mean, there's a lot there. Again, 437-9680. Streeble's going to be here. It's a take on ESPN 680. I just... 0-3 does matter to some players. And if you finish, you know, 5-25, that's going to matter to some players. But this is the discussion that I hate. And I don't know what to do with it. I mean, Kenny Payne's talking about recruiting going well. I mean, I got to believe something that I don't see. I do. You gotta have, as Fred Durst would say, you got to have a lot of faith. What's the scripture, Jack? Faith is what is not seen. Is that something like that?
Something like that.
Streeble rolling a no. Okay. Like, that's what you're asking Louisville fans to do. Hey, I haven't got any recruits. We haven't won any games, but trust me. Of course, it's about getting the right 4- and 5-star kids. But of all people, Kenny Payne cannot come up there and say it's all about stars, man. He has done nothing in his basketball career, the way I see it, than be involved in the star system. Whether it's at Kentucky or whether it's at the NBA, or it's in the NBA level. I mean, the NBA is about stars, not 4- and 5-stars, but it's about stars. It's about those types of guys. And by the way, I don't need to hear this from Kenny Payne when he was on a Knicks team that has a bunch of me first guys on it. It's the Knicks. And then at Kentucky, yes, as a staff, yes, who he was directly over, I understand, okay? But I just, you know, 24-7 in some way has given him credit. I mean, come on, Fox, Bam, Monk, EJ, Murray, Vanderbilt, Briscoe, Wenyan. You seen that Wenyan-Gabriel picture, Jack? Sasha Calais-Jones, Ulis, 4 stars, Jackson, Hero, Ware, Humphreys, Matthews, Cameron Fletcher. Who has he recruited since he's been here? DJ Wagner, 5-star. AJ Johnson, 5-star. Tyrese Hunter High, 4-star. Isaiah, and by the way, Hunter, like the best guy in the transfer portal, right?
The number one dude in the transfer portal.
Yeah, like the number one guy. So if you re-rack that, he's like, you know, you can take the star system. He's number one. He dropped 26 last night and wiped Gonzaga's booty up by 19. Miranda, 5-star. Bates, 5-star. Curtis Williams, 4-star. Huntley Hatfield, 5-star. Caleb Glenn, top, you know, 65 kid, 4-star. Down the list. I mean, Kenny Payne doesn't have... I mean, has he ever recruited a 3-star? Streeble just rolled in. I'm asking, when's the last time Kenny Payne recruited a 3-star? Is he going to do it here?
Was Devin Rhea a 3-star?
I think he was a 4-star, was he not?
He was borderline, I think. He may have been a 4-star.
He was a 4-star.
He's a 4-star, okay. He's a 4-star, okay.
You know why I know that? If he was a 3-star, Streeble, you would have got those jokes off so quick.
Yeah, I would have.
You would have got those jokes. That's how I know.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
It's like one of those things where I'm like, I don't need to yell and scream about this, but it's not true. what Kenny Payne needs to say is, I want the right 4 and 5 stars. And that's kind of what he said, but it's not what he said. It's kind of, but it's not what he said. And so when you're 0-3 and you have a talent level that is so low that you can't beat Wright State, Bellarmine, well, App State, that you go to Maui and it's like, yikes. Yikes. And if you lose to Arkansas, you're going to lose to a team full of what? Five stars.
and so it is
about that. That's why McKenny Payne took the job when Nolan Smith did his introductory press conferences. We're going to go out and we are going to get the best players. Well, the best players aren't ranked number 205 in the country. They aren't. We're smarter than this, dude. You coach at Kentucky, man. We know what is up here, KP. And so, like, I'm stuck in this. Is it coach speak? Is it they know they're not getting four? Like, they know they're not getting 5 stars. So now we got to belittle 5 stars. Well, you know, you got to watch out. You know, some guys just want to take all the shots.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know who does that? L. Ellis.
L. Ellis. They need him to.
Yeah. He takes all the shots.
Yeah.
Didn't he sound like Galdo when he said shoot balls?
Oh, shoot balls and their families, and it's got to be stop. I don't need the I'm a Diener. We don't need Socrates. We need go get players. I don't need the family history and the family lessons. And so I'm very much stuck in this. There's negativity. There's the other side that's lost their mind. Okay. And blessed them that they have lost their minds.
Yes.
Okay.
They have been blessed.
I'm trying to figure out what to do with this because I don't feel like I need to add to the toxicity, but when my man KP stands up there, well, you know, it's not about stars. It is. It absolutely is. It was at Kentucky. It was when he got here. And it's never about stars when you're not getting it's never about stars when you're getting them.
When you're getting them, yes.
Louisville football and Kentucky football are great examples.
It's about stars.
Both football teams around here, we have been through times. The first 2.5 years of Scott Satterfield. Now, it's not about stars, Sweeney. They got a 2-star, a 3-star who headed down between Southern Miss, Alcorn State, and Furman. And they'll coach him up just like they did Eric Wood.
Eric Wood.
And you lost games. You continued to
Russ
lose games.
You know, Russ Smith was a 2-star.
And you lost more games, and you got dominated, and could have been fired, should have been fired maybe, whatever you want to say. And now you're getting 5 stars. And now, Scott Satterfield, you're probably getting an extension. You think Josh Hurd thinks it's about stars? KP, you think Josh Hurd thinks that when he looks at Scott Satterfield? If Scott Satterfield had a bunch of 2 and 3 stars on this team right now, you think that would be adding to the likelihood of him coming back and the likelihood of him getting a new deal and some more money? What do you think? Make him 3 stars. Make him go to South Carolina State. Make him go to Northwestern. And now tell me what you think. It's factually not true. It does matter. The teams that win, it's not in totality, but let's be honest about what makes it and what doesn't. There are exceptions to the rule. Kentucky losing to St. Peter's is a big bleeping exception to the rule.
Sure.
And we see the NCAA tournament in one game settings. That's why baseball, NBA especially, doesn't do that. Oh, we need LeBron to be there. We don't need LeBron to lose to, you know, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander.
And the Thunder, and be out one game.
And Josh Giddey. How about that, Jack?
Josh Giddey.
Josh Giddey.
Wow.
You don't know Josh
I have
Giddey.
No idea who Josh Giddey is.
He's white.
Of course he does.
Oh, of course he is. Oh, Jack, of course he does. Of course you don't.
Dude, of course you don't.
Shreve, I'm messing with you.
No, you're serious,
Jack. He's a triple-double machine.
Yeah, good for him. That's great.
Surprised you don't know that.
No.
That's too bad. It's not going to be done with it. I don't need to yell and scream. I don't need to overreact. But Louisville fans know that that's, A, not what they were sold, and, B, they know it's not the truth. They know it's not the truth. And it's not, and it's fine to say that, and is recruiting well. We have to believe. I mean, we don't have to. I don't. But Louisville fans are now presented. Am I going to believe the guy that can't beat Bellarmine and can't get a recruit while I'm watching Tyrese Hunter, Malachi, whatever the hell his name is, and everything else? And that's the predicament. And now we are settled into a losing season. When the coach speaks, it's never going to be the right thing.
Right.
Whether it's the – and we'll play more sound of him here in a second. Do you want to react to that big guy? Look at you. You got a little fur on today.
Yeah, a little fur. It's not real fur. It's faux fur.
Is that fake fur?
Yeah, so PETA don't come and throw red paint on me.
Let me throw some blood on you?
Try to shame me.
Jack, you got any fake blood? Can we get fake blood here?
You stock up after Halloween, a little discount, fake blood. No, I mean, the only thing is, like, for me, is Kenny Payne having to – now reset expectations because the expectations have been blown up. They had all now he's got to be like, well, slow down a little bit. You know, it's not about five stars right now. It's about, you know, getting guys here buying into the program.
Probably.
Yeah. Because he was heaped, all these expectations were heaped upon him, not on his accord.
Well, so.
Him saying
we're going to get the best players in the country.
That's
said
fair.
That.
No, you're right. You're right.
That would be the only thing I kick back on.
Yeah,
he's
sure.
the one that said that.
That is true. Yeah. That, no, you
and
exactly
that was
right.
the narrative, and it
and
got
Nolan
blown
Smith
out of proportion.
Said some things, and it did get blown out of proportion.
We all know that.
But I think that's what Kenny Payne's doing right now because, you know.
Well, he's resetting everything because he knows they're going to lose games.
And he knows he's not getting A.J. Johnson now.
Yeah.
Like, if Jeff Greer knows that, Kenny Payne knows that. Kenny Payne knows he's not getting
knew that when A.J. Johnson had a COVID scare.
Didn't show up to Louisville Live. I mean, yes, he knows this.
No offense to A.J. Johnson's family, even though what I'm saying is offensive.
It's a little, but come on.
I don't believe it.
No, who does? And is he? I heard that was getting reset for November. I guess that's not the case. The visit's not getting
well,
reset.
Well, I don't know. I mean, November's
we have a week and a half left of November.
I was about to say, we're 17 days in.
It's getting late, Andy.
We're nearing the end.
Ooh.
Jack, make a noise.
I think Jack's was the best.
Every day at 3:30, we just need to go. Now, Jack's leaving. What time are you trying to leave early today?
Between 4:30 and 4:45 is when our guy Lee's supposed to get here.
Lee's coming.
Lee
gets very nervous.
He was there. When was I there this week? Oh, Saturday. He was there Saturday.
Well, we're going to have to make him even more nervous.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know how, but we got to make him nervous.
He's there Saturday just getting reps.
Getting a little reps.
I was impressed. I walked in a notebook. He was in the studio. I was like, what are you doing, Lee? You doing the show today? He's like, no. He's like, I'm here just getting some reps. He's like, the best way is practice. So I'm practicing. I was like, look at you, Lee. That a way to go.
Texter at 3 o'clock, Jack. This had to be for Phil Baker. The Louisville Athletic Department still listing the football game as on ACC Network. Can someone talk to the department and clear this up? No. Get off my text line. No. Do it yourself. The game's on RSN. You know that.
Figure it out,
Where's
man?
The game
I can't figure
what are
it
doing?
Out.
How? Stop it. What are you, Strebel, trying to find the game?
I can always find the game.
I don't know. Dan Issel can work a remote better than you can.
I disagree. Again, that first game of the season when Kentucky played whoever the hell that was, I was one of the few people that actually had it on my TV ready to go, and I didn't have to wait for soccer.
I think it was blacked out, wasn't it, in some places? Or what was the problem with that?
I don't know. I had it on my TV.
The best win of the season.
I watched all of it. Until Sunday, when they beat Gonzaga on Sunday, which I fully expect them to.
Jack,
now.
Do you see Chris Beard getting the students all fired up?
Oh, that's all he's a mind. Hype man. That's all he is a hype
he
man.
He won by 19
really?
Last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, he's a hype man. Yeah. You know who won when they actually Chris Beard Calipari played? Who won that game?
What's Calipari?
Who won that game?
When do they play again? Oh, three years ago.
Yeah, I think next. Who won that game? It's a home game.
Kentucky
Chris
won.
Beard.
No, Kentucky
Big
won.
Man Chris Beard. He had the tents and everything, and was yelling at Kentucky.
He had a tent.
Who won those game? Oh, yeah, Cal won that game.
I mean,
last year when Kenny Payne was really no, he wasn't. When Chris Beard hired that staff last year, it was proclaimed the greatest staff to ever be assembled in Texas. What they do? Okay, yeah. No, I ain't scared of Chris
Texas
Beard.
Says, hey, Andy, I can feel you maniacally rubbing your hands together and grinning about when Kentucky loses at Gonzaga. No, here's the thing. I am in a win-win. If Gonzaga loses, That's great.
Because we're right about Gonzaga.
Because I've been harping about them before it became cool to harp about them.
Yeah, I'm
in a I am in a great spot. Strieble's in a great spot.
Yeah.
And we can pivot against the basketball purist who loves themselves some Gonzaga. And if Kentucky loses and goes to 3-2 and they lose to a team that Chris Beard just beat by 19.
Yeah. That's bad for me.
It's bad for Strieble. Yeah. It's good for, again, I am in a great spot on this game. Do you understand me?
You really are.
I am in a fantastic spot. Now, it might not be 50-50. You may say, well, Andy, it's better for you. You'll be more passionate if Kentucky loses. But that might not be the case for Strieble.
I'll be very passionate if they win, too. If they win, Timmy,
if
Oscar goes up there and doubles Timmy up and Timmy has, like, 12 and 8.
You don't need to worry. You need to worry about everybody else, big boy.
I ain't worried about the guards. Here's why I'm not worried about the guards. Like you were saying, Tyrese Hunter and Marcus Carr busted that butt. Xavier Wheeler, Casey Wallace can bust that butt. Gonzaga does not have the guards.
Those guys can shoot.
Yeah.
I mean, they're different players.
I think both these things would be true. I would take Texas's backcourt over Kentucky's, but Kentucky's backcourt is much better than Gonzaga's. And every time I watch Gonzaga, I get more and more confident that Kentucky is the better team and they should win that game.
I think Kentucky is better than
Gonzaga.
Didn't
Tennessee bust them in that secret game or whatever? Like, they did.
Now thinking has more to say about Gonzaga than Tennessee.
Yeah, because Tennessee stinks.
Last
night, Hunter and Carr were 9 of 17
they
from 3.
They were really good.
Oh. 9 of 17 from
That's
3.
Pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good. I expect C.J. Frederick and Antonio Reeves to have better games.
Reeves going to play in this game?
They're not going to put the pressure on those guys the way that Michigan State did. I don't expect Gonzaga's.
But it will be a better atmosphere.
It'll be a better atmosphere.
The Champions Classic atmosphere is almost like an NBA
Kentucky
atmosphere at times.
Yeah.
You know, you still got four different fan groups there. The Kansas fans are sitting there eating their $9 pretzel and everything else.
That's why Cal had it not in the Kittle. So it still isn't that pure college atmosphere.
You're not wrong.
Now you admit it.
I admitted it back then. I never disagreed with that. I knew that. I'm not stupid. I know what Cal's doing. I know exactly what he's doing.
So all of that is out there. I want to play some more Kenny Payne sound. And today could potentially be a bad day for Mark Stoops. Bad day.
Oh, no.
Today. There was a report today. And I can tell you, don't look at your phone. I'll tell you what that is next.
Oh, snap.
We're hanging out with you. Oh, snap.
Oh, no.
We're hanging out with you until 4. That is an ancient saying. Oh, snap.
I feel like Lachlan McClain when I said that.
You should.
Yeah, he said those things.
Jack was in middle school when that was a saying. Oh, snap.
Jamie Kennedy used to say that.
Who is Jamie Kennedy? Find out next.
Looking for work? Better pay? Better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
There's no like birthday spankings involved, is there?
There might be a spanking.
I don't want any spankings. It's been a long time since I've been spanked. I like to keep it that way.
When's the last time you've been spanked?
Oh, I was got in trouble when I was a kid or something.
And James Strieble.
Texas says I was at Strieble's bachelor party. That's the last time he was spanked.
Can I see that number?
He froze.
I don't remember a lot of it.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
we're back at it on this Thursday. Bosich coming up at 5 o'clock. We'll have the Blitz in about 15 to 16 minutes or so. Wing Zone, appreciate Wing Zone dropping off some food today. As always, you can try the ESPN Louisville Special. 10 boneless wings, wedges, and a drink for just $9.39. Perfect for football watch parties. You got a little basketball now, tailgates, and much more. Order online, wingzone.com. Wingzone.com. The two locations, Heights Point and Poplar Level Road. And this is for Strebel.
Ooh.
Coming soon.
I know.
In front of Holy Cross, little Dixie Highway action.
Yeah, my alma mater.
You went to Holy Cross?
I did go to Holy Cross.
I thought that was a girls' school.
No, it's co-ed.
Oh, it's co-ed?
Yeah, it's boys and girls. It's the only co-ed Catholic school? Yeah, high school. Only co-ed Catholic high school in the city.
Nice.
So, you know, I like that.
It's not a true brotherhood. It's,
no, brothers and sisters, Andy.
By the way, I meant to talk to Kellen about that when we were up at the UK game.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
About keeping him away from St. X and Trinity.
Yeah, good luck. He became infatuated. I told him. I tried to tell him. I was like, look, dude, this is a long shot. A long shot that you go to either one of those places. So he knows.
Like Calipari winning a second title. It's a long shot.
It's not that long of it.
It's not that long. Save that, Jack.
it's a wide shot. It's not long, it's wide.
Texas says TJ Robinson is a 3-star. Who's TJ Robinson?
Oh, he's like the 2024 kid.
Is that Louisville?
Yes. He's like a 2024 point guard, maybe. I think he's a point guard. Jack?
Yeah, he's the guy that committed a few weeks ago.
Yes, yes.
Texas says Jack, you said Louisville's 3-0 in your Sports Center update.
Oh.
Texas says strong Sports Center Jackie boy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, that wasn't a great one.
Texas says Kenny Payne wants champions of life.
You can say champions of life when you're a good coach. You can't say champions of life when you're 0-3.
Texas says Blank was trying to make fun of Philadelphia with the process on the phone at the beginning of their pick segment today. It was awkward. No, the end was awkward. I mean, was Process baked or something? He's bad on the air. Process,
what happened to him?
What are you, Process? You know what? Process a fraud anyway, which we knew.
Yeah.
I need to rip Process real quick.
Okay, let's go.
And you.
What
and
I
Diener.
Do?
All of you need to be ripped, okay?
What me and Diener do?
Number one, Process is on the air. And Blank's like, so are you going to Thanksgiving with, you know, you're going to meet her family, his girlfriend's family?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I like to work. On Thanksgiving, I work on holidays. That's my motto. Like, dude, number one, you have to work.
Yeah.
Okay. So that, like, you're not. Hey guys, can I work? No, you have to work.
They're making you work.
That's number one. Okay.
Because your TV,
your low man totem pole TV. You're working, big guy. That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two. I mean, Process could go there. The family would love him.
They would.
He'd be crushing drinks.
Yeah.
He'd be taking shots.
Cigar with pops. Yeah, absolutely. In the den.
Yeah.
Come in my den, young man.
Come in my den,
Let's
young
share
man.
A cigar. Me and you, Process.
It's just unbelievable.
Or, sorry, Mike.
Mikey.
He'd be Mike. Yeah.
Mikey.
He'd be Mikey to
Michael.
Them. He wouldn't be Process.
Yeah, so
Michael,
did that,
I like
he
that
like,
better.
He, like, didn't want to play along. He's like,
I'm working, bro.
I'm like, okay, dude. Okay, thank you for that. We want some Process zingers. We don't want you thinking the Eagles are going to win by 6.5. No one cares about your crap picks, Process.
No.
And then the other thing, we never got to it because Louisville's been a mess. Kentucky embarrassed themselves on Tuesday night. We have two football games that nobody cares about, and Louisville should.
Louisville should care about NC State. Kentucky fans don't care about Georgia because we know what's going to happen.
You're getting booted from the league. You should.
No, we're not getting booted from the league.
No, you should be booted from the Fantasy Football League.
Who, me? What did I do?
Last week, you embarrassed yourself.
What did I do? I've had my lineup set.
No, you did. Not last week. No.
Who did I not have?
You had two guys, and you switched one out. But I did. You had a second one you had Hunter Renfro, who was called out like Wednesday.
Oh. I didn't know that. I switched out the one guy I didn't recognize.
The process is a fraud. He didn't call you out. And then Diener did the same thing.
Diener did
the same thing.
Oh, I didn't know.
But you did twice this season.
I did.
I just.
That's fine. They can boot me out.
What? Good.
That's fine. It's not going to hurt my feelings.
Good.
Sorry.
I don't want to tell you. Good. Because,
okay.
I mean, but again, I don't know if you're booted because process.
Yeah.
I mean, when it comes down to nut cutting time, is he going to cut thy nut or not?
Or not, yeah.
Okay? And the answer seems to be no.
No, yeah, yeah, that's fine.
Texas says, who's the hype man? Is it Beard or is it Cal?
Both. They're both hype men.
Boy, I tell you, this is from that guy texted that in today, 3:36.
Yeah.
13 minutes ago. And I'm looking at his last text from us. Okay, and
yeah.
It's all the way back on Tuesday.
Okay.
When we were, or yesterday when we were talking about, I don't know, yesterday when we were talking about, when did we talk about Kellen and Issel? Oh, the BBN Scrolls.
Oh, it was yesterday. Yeah, BBN Scrolls yesterday with a Slick Rick.
He says, Issel's going to show Kellen his special popsicle from Denver. I hope that he just means THC there.
Yes, I think even, okay. Yeah. I didn't know there were THC popsicles.
Dieter says Zeke was a game-time decision. He fell asleep at 3 o'clock.
Oh, that's better than
I'll
me,
let,
at least.
Again, Process, I'll let you deal with Process on that, but yeah. You were a different story.
I am a different
Renfro
story.
Renfro was out.
I'm a different story. That's fine. I'll take whatever penalties come my way. I'll pay Process the $10 fine, and if I'm banned
no,
next
you
year,
won't.
I will.
Have you signed up for NIL, by the way?
Huh? Not yet. I will.
Oh, boy, look at this. I got to show you this.
Yeah, a mutual friend of ours.
Yes, he did.
A little NIL sign-up.
Jack, you'll love this.
I can't wait to see. What do you need to do?
Buddy of mine signed up for the...
Which tier?
Hang on. I'm trying to find it. Man, there's so many texts here. All of them are just terrible. Oh, they're all just terrible.
Between you two, I can only imagine.
The Thoroughbred.
Oh, he's a Thoroughbred.
Which is $100 a month.
Whoa!
How about that?
Hey, dude, you're a big... Hey, the 15 Club. You get about that?
You get like a 30-second message from a player. I mean,
does he get with that zip up?
I mean, yeah, I think one of them. Like, can you imagine getting a message from one of the players on this team?
Like, which player?
Hey, we went 6-6. We went 7-5.
This is Kel Crowdis. I hate Sky Gorilla.
Well, I mean, listen.
I've read those quotes.
Listen. What's happening here is clear. I mean, KSR is running with Scangarello being out.
Yep. Scapegoat. Scapegoat Skang.
Okay. So let's play the recruiting sound again, Jack, for new listeners again. I am struggling with the Kenny Payne stuff, and then we'll move on to other things because, again, I want to mix in football. I got a funny Nolan Smith tweet. It's not negative. It's actually funny and positive.
Okay.
But I have to say that because otherwise
– people think the worst. Like, I have a Nolan Smith tweet, they'll be like, who's he fighting now?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
like, is he and Gary the Redbird going at it?
Oh,
like,
no,
what's going
Gary,
on?
Not Gary.
Not
By the way, Gary called out the villains. Is that what they are?
The villains. Yeah, it's the student
the
section,
student
right?
Section.
Really? How?
Said, get
Why?
Your ass down here.
Oh, they're not going to games.
I agree with Gary.
I do agree with Gary. You got to get the villain. They have like a banner.
If you're going to be part of the team,
yes.
You got to show up.
You got to show up. Gary's
you got to show up.
He's
Gary's
painted.
There.
He's ready to go.
He's painted. He's ready to go.
He's got his beak painted. He's ready to go,
you
baby.
You better believe he does.
I agree with Gary.
I was trying to find it. I just got a message. Hang on.
Okay.
Okay, anyway. Here we go. So, Kenny Payne... talked about recruiting. There's a lot of coach speak here. There's a lot of Calipari speak here. But the reality is he said and they said and bragged about and the fan base did that they're going to get the best players and they're going to get 5 stars. And, I mean, Kenny Payne, you know, in the NBA, it's about the stars. We understand that. And in college, he's done nothing. I mean, I would love to know the lowest rated kid that he recruited. That they've recruited at Kentucky the entire time Cal's been there. I mean, it's 5-star. I mean, the 4 stars are like Hero and Isaiah Jackson.
Right.
Okay.
And Devin Booker.
And Devin, yeah. I mean, yeah. Those guys are those guys are fine players.
Yeah.
So, Kenny Payne said this earlier today. Go ahead.
I think recruiting is going well. Not really allowed to talk a lot about recruiting. I can just tell you we've had some of the best players in the country already here. Getting a lot of interest. We're going to keep plugging away. And for me, I want this to be an example of let's build it. It's not just about what star you are. It's about what's your makeup, who you are as a person. Does it fit to what this culture that I'm trying to build? If you're telling me that you're already there and you're 5-star and you don't care about teammates and you just want to shoot balls, this may not be for you. If you're telling me you're a dream chaser and that you're about team and you're a giver and your parents know what you want out of life and what you're trying to do with this game and you're a team-oriented guy, and you want to reach the pinnacle of your career and be an NBA All-Star or be a for whatever it is, come here. We'll help you. That's what this is. So I think we've relayed that message in a good way. I have examples of people that have done it that's on my staff. You have to look past where it is today and see where it's going to be in the future. So 0-3 should not deter a player, whatever our record is, should not deter a recruit from coming here. You come here to change what's been broken, and let's fix it together.
So, listen, I think there's a lot of coach speak. I think they're setting up that when you don't get five stars, that everything was promised and everything, all the hype and everything else, you then pivot. The other part is he needs to say it's about getting the right five stars, right, getting the right four stars, because it is about getting the stars. That's who he has recruited. I mean, like, I don't know if Kenny Payne's ever recruited a three-star. Like, if he got a three-star to commit, like, is Fabio the first one?
I mean that in all seriousness. I think you're right.
Is the first kid to ever commit to Kenny Payne, whether he's a head coach or an assistant coach or a water guy at the end of the bench, to be Fabio Basile. So that is out there.
Yeah, I think you're right about Fabio. I'm looking at him 247 right now, and I believe he's a three-star. So Fabio
Basile, he's a three-star. Yeah, we already know that.
So, yeah, it was Fabio.
The other things that he talked about, let's hear number one here. Guys fighting hard. They need some luck. That I do agree with. So there's tinges of this I do agree with. Again, when you lose games, all press conferences, we pick them apart like there's some grand statement that needs to be said. Jack, fire it away.
I don't even care about the record. And I know that sounds strange. Do I believe that we are losers? No, in no shape, form, or fashion. Ooh. Do I believe that we have stuff to learn? Yes, I do. I'm trying to build a culture. And at times I know you look at it and you say, well, it doesn't look like it. But until you're able to work with these kids the way that we have as a staff, to see where they are, to see where they need to get to see how we do this in a certain way, I am in no way discouraged. I'm getting phone calls every day. Are you okay? Are you losing your mind? Not at all. To see how we do this in a certain way, I am in no way discouraged.
He's not discouraged.
I'm getting phone calls every day. Are you okay? Are you losing your mind?
He gets phone calls.
Not at all. Matter of fact, I feel more encouraged because I see kids trying. And I hate to say it like this, there were teams that played Louisville last year that said, Kenny, we're seeing something now we didn't see before. We're seeing them fight. We're seeing them hang in there. And I hope that's because they are learning and understanding. You're being evaluated. Every single day, you're being evaluated. Hopefully, we get that lesson, and hopefully, I feel like it's going to break and we're going to get some luck. They need some luck. And what I mean by luck, when you work as hard as we've worked to this point and you get a break, you get a win, you earn that win, you deserve that win, there's a confidence that comes with that. We need that.
So I agree with a lot of those things. His coaching at the end of two games has not helped in the luck factor, is what I would say.
Yeah.
Let's bring in Jack. Do you got round table? Do you guys buy that? Because Louisville fans tried to act like they were here for the rebuild, and no one's here for a rebuild. And it's easy to say it's a preseason thing that's nice, but it's not reality. And I'll take him at his word that they're busting their ass and everything else. I think the other thing would be there have been two out of three games where you've questioned effort.
Especially
from some guys.
First half against App State.
The entire game against, I mean, at times Bellarmine. Bellarmine had a 4-on-1 fast break, Strebel.
Yeah.
Bellarmine basketball.
Lenore Ryan as well.
Yeah.
Lenore Ryan. Leanne Rimes as well. And so I think what he's trying to do, my opinion on this is he is trying to keep everybody afloat until they can get a win or a couple wins and try to get something going.
Yeah.
And try to get that confidence going. But I also believe that you earn the luck.
Oh, sure.
And they have also not earned the luck. Okay? L. Ellis putting that up 0.1 seconds, that's not a luck thing. That's a you thing. He should have went quicker. You should have coached better
on those things.
Yeah. So I know we're up against the top of the hour, Jack. I apologize. Just give me the other one, the losing mentality, black cloud over the program. I actually like this sound for the most part from Kenny Payne.
Not really super concerned about it. I do feel like they are with me. Not super concerned if they really understand it. More concerned about I can't let them feel like they're failures. That makes sense. So they've been through a lot. And I'll just say it. I asked them, do you feel there's a black cloud over you? To a man, yes. You determine that black cloud, nobody else. Let's get it off of you. You get it off by doing the little things. You get it off by your fight. You get it off by setting a screen. You get it off by getting a rebound. You get it off by instead of trying to dunk an alley, you lay it off the glass, we win by one. You get it off that way. There is no black cloud. If there is, you take it off, and we'll do it together. So that's more
right, that's
important
good, Jack.
Than how they feel about
that's
me.
That's good. I mean, listen, I agree with that. I think one of the biggest problems this team has is okay, now coddling time's over. You got to play football at some point.
Yeah, you got to.
Like with Satterfield, learned loving them up. Worked to a certain extent, and then there was the breaking point, and then everyone was tired of it.
Yeah.
Everybody was tired of it. It worked for a year, year and a half, whatever it was.
Right.
It worked. It got you ACC Coach of the Year. It fundamentally worked, and I think that's what Kenny Payne is trying to do. But I like the, hey, there's no NCAA nonsense anymore, guys. Go win games.
Exactly.
Jalen Withers, people want to cheer you on. They want to see you score 15 points per game. Make it happen.
Yeah.
Make it happen, right?
Yeah, 100%.
I think Kenny Payne, I hope his next teams are tougher
than this.
I feel like he's playing babysitter. I feel like what he's saying is a little bit, there's some babysitter stuff there. Oh, he sounds like Pegues.
The Pegues, like, called it out last year,
yeah,
basically said,
like
I feel like a babysitter with some of these guys. And that's why you saw Noah Locke sit, and you saw Sidney Curry sit, and you saw Matt Cross sit. And the thing with Kenny Payne is he doesn't have the luxury to sit people right now.
Well,
he only has like seven guys.
We'll get to. He talked about Sidney Curry. He's like, we need it to click. It's like, yeah, because you know what? You don't have it. You don't have anybody else. All right, let's go to break. We're way late. Short break. Blitz coming up next. It's a Thursday on ESPN 680.